Welcome to Camp Constitution Radio with your host, Hal Shurtleff. This show is heard on WBCQ The Planet every Tuesday and Thursday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also pick it up on our Podomatic page, podomatic.com, and just punch in Camp Constitution Radio. And you can also on our YouTube channel, just go to YouTube and put in Camp Constitution. And when you do, please subscribe to our channel and share and view the videos that you see, including our playlists for most of our speakers, instructors, and for the various activities during the course of the year. We have a playlist specifically on the U.S. Constitution, if you want to simply learn about that important document. If you want to learn about Agenda 21 or Article 5, or you want to get some inspiration, Reverend Stevie Craft's playlist would be there, or Reverend Earl, or Pastor Earl Wallace's. Please take advantage of that important tool. In fact, we're very pleased to announce that we've reached the 1 million view mark just a few days ago, and thanks to some of you who are listening and go to our YouTube channel. So let's get on to 2 million and plus. This show is brought to you by Camp Constitution, which, among other things, runs a week-long family camp, which I'll be talking about in a little detail in a few minutes. I just want to thank Robert, who was the engineer at WBCQ. We had a nice get-together last week. I was up in that neck of the woods. And it's pretty remarkable. Arista County, they're having a record snow, record cold, yet down at the state capitol that same week they were holding hearings on a carbon tax because of climate change and global warming. I'm sure there weren't too many people from Arista County buying into it, I don't believe. In fact, I got a good report that 70% of the folks that attended the hearings and testified against it. And there was a friend of mine there that was supposed to testify, basically telling them, go ahead and pass this carbon tax, because everyone who's voted for votes for this will be out of a job the next election. So, our website is campconstitution.net. And I want to give a little history of our camp program. I know some of you have been listening for a while, and maybe you think we're just some kind of online entity. But we started this. I could say we were conceived in 2008 in December, when a word got to me and a few of my friends and colleagues that a summer camp program had been canceled from a national group. And basically, I spoke to Charlie Everett, who's our camp manager, and Mrs. Ruth Harper, who is our program director. And he lives in North Carolina, and Ruth is in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I'm here in Boston. And I said, let's create our own camp. And we came up with a few names, and we thought Camp Constitution was the best fit. And we announced it in January of that year, 2009, that we were holding our first summer camp in Ringe, New Hampshire, where we held 9 of them, beautiful location at the Tonopah Retreat Center. And we became a charitable trust. I can't remember exactly what year, it was probably that same year. We got some legal advice, and this is what we decided to do. So we're a New Hampshire-based charitable trust, and we held our first camp, and we had a kind of a modest attendance, but it was a lot of fun, and we just kept doing it every year and getting more people and more attendees. And I think it was probably 2010 or 11 when one of our supporters asked us, thought we should put some certain things back in print. We use a lot of materials in our classes, and some of this was out of print or hard to get or too expensive. So with his generosity, we created the Camp Constitution Press, or publishing arm, and we put back in print things like Republics and Democracies by Robert Welch, Not Yours to Give, the Davy Crockett story, What is Money, another essay by Robert Welch, and a few other items. And we actually published some books. We published, a reprinted Color, Communism, and Common Sense. We reprinted the 1810 essay by Noah Webster talking about refuting climate change. It was called On the Supposed Temperature of Change of Temperature in Winter. And some other items. We published a book on the history of the militia by Dan McGonigal, We published a book by what's his name? Knives, Lipstick, and Liberty by Jen. She was a former state rep, Jen Coffey, and some other things. Which when we were upgrading our camp bookstore, at the same time we were offered, I should say, a few years later, we were offered a spot on this radio station, and we did that. And we started a YouTube channel in 2010 and a Facebook page and social media presence, Vimeo and a few others. But it was in the summer of 2016. I won't go into any details, but I left my employer, and in February of 2017, I became the full-time director of Camp Constitution, and that, of course, has allowed me to spend all of my time promoting Camp Constitution. And we have, since then, we have a speakers bureau. We also host the Sam Blumenfeld Archives, and I do really encourage people, when you go to our website, you'll see the little button there for the archives. And Sam, who was a dear friend of mine, passed away in June 1st of 2015. He left me most of his library and his papers, and with that, we created this incredible resource. It's right now, it's a free online resource. We were thinking about monetizing one particular item to help keep us going, but we just decided that we'll just solicit donations. So anyway, please visit that site. And what you'd find on this site, on the archives, is most of Sam's books in PDF format. You will find all of his newsletters. You'll find hundreds of his speeches in audio and video, hours and hours worth. I don't know, maybe a week or 2 weeks worth. You'll find his correspondence with people in the conservative movement, people he knew, some authors and prominent people over the years from the 50s to, you know, about the time he passed. You'll find some of his book proposals, some of his speeches. We also have, probably for the first time anywhere, is some of the writings and newsletters of the American Jewish Americanist Society, which was a short-lived organization that Sam was involved in. I think it was from like 67 to 70 or so, but there's some great stuff there, Jewish Society of Americanists. And Sam was also a founder of the American Friends of Gatanga and the American Friends of Algeria. And there was a lot of newsletters and letters, correspondence between leaders in Algeria and leaders in Gatanga, including the president of Moshe Shombe, whom Sam knew personally. So some great history there. And please take advantage of it. All we look for is an email address when you go there. Share it with people. And yeah, please help donate, because we're a charitable trust and we rely on donations to keep us going and keep me in the field. If you want to do that, you visit our website, campconstitution.net, and there's a PayPal button there, and you can do a monthly or a one-time donation. You know, it'd be great if, we have a lot of people doing $5 a month, $10 a month. It would be a big help if everyone who listens to this show gives $5 a month. That will go a long, long way. So I want to talk about our summer camp program, or I shouldn't say our family camp, which we hold in the summer. It's a great experience. My whole family participates. In fact, when I tell people, you know, one of the reasons why I want to continue this program that was started by another entity, because we changed it somewhat. We didn't change the philosophy, but we changed the structure of the camp and how we run it. The camp that we had been involved in was basically teenagers. Unfortunately, mom, you have to stay home with the little ones, but now we're a family camp, so mom can bring the little ones, and we have a program for the little ones as we do for the teenagers in junior high and high school age. So it's a week long. We'll start on a Sunday, usually after 4 o'clock. You go there, get your assignments, and we have rooms, and we have cabins. So the rooms are usually reserved for the families, although some families prefer a rustic cabin. All the cabins have their own facilities, their own shower facilities. And the rooms as well all have the shower. And the rooms are sort of like, oh, I don't know, like a small, I can't say a hotel room, but equivalent to like a motel room, where there might be, you know, there'd be four to six beds with a shower. And then, of course, we have a cafeteria facilities. The people do a great job. So it's a very comfortable place. There's a couple of rooms with air conditioning, but everybody's has access to a fan. And you're in the woods, so it's a little cooler than it would normally be. And we had a warm summer last year, but we didn't have any trouble. The typical day at camp starts at 6:30 with an optional run or a swim. And I would say maybe a dozen or 20 or so of the campers, not all of them take advantage of that. And we generally have, as far as overall numbers, I think last year, between those who may have spent a few days or the whole week, it was about 120. I think we had maybe 95, 96 that were there the whole week. And we had some visitors. So it could have been more than 120. Some people came in, gave a class, sat in a few classes, and didn't stay the whole day. So probably close to 140 if you add all those numbers. But we also videotape all the classes and some of the activities, and we make that available. If you go to our YouTube channel and you put in playlist Camp Constitution 2018, you'll see the classes, you'll see some of the activities. And we didn't put much of the junior camp. So let me explain a little bit. The junior camp, we started this about 5 years ago, and it is a program designed for those 5 to 11 years of age, give or take. And it was designed to be sort of like a vacation Bible school format. And we didn't incorporate the whole program, but we took excerpts of that. And it's just a great thing. Children dress up in costumes. They learn about our wonderful history, Revolutionary War. They learn about, you know, key individuals, whether it be George Washington or Paul Revere. They might learn about old Ironsides. One of our instructors was actually a crew member of old Ironsides, so he might give a little class about that. And so it's great fun. They get some hands-on. They do some arts and crafts. My wife does that aspect of it. And we have one of our volunteers is a professional juggler, performer. He goes on unicycles. He dresses up as Uncle Sam. Alan Belanger, also a clown, and he does a great job. But when he does his clown routine with the little ones, he kind of puts his clown outfit on, so they know it's not really those that might be a little tentative about clowns. So, and he during the course of the week, Alan will give workshops on how to juggle and other things, and it's just a great time. We'll have optional workshops on self-defense. We've got some people who are martial arts experts that will teach some of that. So the typical day the starts at 6:30, optional run or swim or both. Then we have wake up is at 7. We have devotions at the flagpole where we do a rated Bible verse, then one of the campers. And well, every day we have certain details, and each cabin will perform those and be assigned. So we do the flag raising. They learn proper flag etiquette, salute the flag. Breakfast, and there's three classes in the morning, and we're real sticklers for the schedule. If it says 10 o'clock, we expect people there 5 minutes of 10. So it's a good routine. The classes are 50 minutes long, and again, we're very strict about that because they can be less than that, but no more than 50 minutes, and then there's time in between to stretch your legs. There's basketball nets, and there's foosball, and a game called Gaga, which the youngsters like, and other things. You know, they can keep busy in between classes, stretch their legs, what have you. And then in the afternoon, after lunch, we will have some organized recreation, and whether it be a tug of war, or there'll be a volleyball tournament or a basketball tournament. We have chess tournaments, all kinds of great activities. Our athletic director does a really great job with that, Christopher Kalis. He comes all the way from Michigan with his family. And then we do have an optional field trip up Mount Greylock, which is the highest elevation in Massachusetts. And thankfully, you can drive up to the top, but we will hike up a portion of the way, and beautiful view. And then we'll have a field trip where we take the whole camp. That will be on a Wednesday after lunch. And we will, this year, we're going to the Springfield Armory Museum, where the M1, it was the first, one of the nation's first armories. It opened up in the 1790s. It actually closed during the 1960s. But there were produced weapons, from, you could imagine, from muskets to the M1 Garand to the M16. And also, it was the place that Shays Rebellion happened. And this year we're going to have one of our instructors, Richard Howell, who's an incredible historian, will give a narration of the events that took place back in 17. Well, let's see. It was during the Articles of Confederation. So it was about 1786, 85, somewhere around there. And we might do another optional field trip. There's the Herman Melville House Homestead, and a few other places like that. There's a museum, a Norman Rockwell Museum, is just about maybe a 15-minute drive from camp. So we might look into some other optional field trips if people request them. After dinner, we will have two other classes from Monday to Thursday. And then on Friday, this would be the last full day of camp. We'll have a final exam, and we will have the evening will be closing ceremonies. People get their little diplomas, get their test back, test results, and we acknowledge super campers. Now, as far as the classes for the junior, we do have we have two levels for the junior high and high school. And there are some junior high students that do better than the high school students, mainly because they're learning the stuff at home. So it's not always a question of age or grade. It's a question of what they know. So we do have some advanced classes. We have some optional classes in the afternoon. And last year we had, I don't know, five or six optional classes, which were still pretty well attended. Now this year, as every year, we have some great instructors. We have some top experts, world-renowned Professor Willie Soon, who is this will be his third year coming back and comes with his whole family. Last year he brought his mother-in-law, and we hope that she'll be back. He is a atmospheric scientist, and he's at the Smithsonian Institute in Harvard University. He's an expert on the climate change, the global warming. We also have returning Lord Christopher Monckton from the United Kingdom, and former advisor to Margaret Thatcher. This man has a great love of liberty, loves the United States. He actually said, I'm not quoting him verbatim, but if we lose our nation, if we lose our Constitution, there'll be a dark age. The world will experience another dark age. So he's a great lover of liberty, and he's a popular instructor. And we also have, coming for the first time, Joe Wilberton. Now, Joe was a guest on the show here, I don't know, about 5 or 6 months ago. He is an expert on the Constitution. He is an author. He writes for The New American. He just published a book entitled The Real James Madison, published by the National Center for Constitutional Studies, which I think is a real plus. And we hope to have him there for the whole week. Just communicating with him now to see what his schedule will be. But he'll be a real treat to listen to, a great instructor. Mr. John McManus, the president emeritus of the John Birch Society, will be there. And he has just a great number of classes. He's an incredible instructor. He's authored 10 or 12 books, and he's very popular with the campers. Who else we got coming? We have Debbie Bacigalupi. Debbie, this is her second year at camp. Debbie is a rancher. She comes from a number of ranchers, several generations of ranchers. She lives in Northern California, and she's an expert on Agenda 21. She gave an incredible class last year and on Agenda 21 and the California wildfires. She explained how they happened. It had nothing to do with the temperature. It had a lot to do with poor land management. And her class was videotaped, and we've got about 47,000 views already, which I think is pretty good, considering we're just a real modest and humble little organization. We have Milana Chastian of the Ladies for Liberty organization. This will be her first time speaking at camp. She was a guest on the show here probably back in November, I think, of 2018. We have Josh Moore, who was a two-term state rep, a young man. He's in his 20s. And he's a founder of a leadership organization, a Christian-based leadership organization. I was supposed to have him on today, but he had trouble calling in. So, and we're looking forward to having him there. It'll be the first time he's been at camp. And let's see, we'll have Reverend Stevie Kraft, vote for Rev last year. He wasn't able to, he made it to camp, but it was sort of a last-minute thing, so he wasn't on the schedule to teach any classes. He just gave the sort of the closing motivational program. But he just came back from Cape Town, South Africa, and he's going to be speaking on a number of issues dealing with liberty and the race issue. You know, one of the topics will be Color, Communism, and Common Sense, which is based on a book written by a former communist back in 1958, 59, which we reprinted. And he's going to be talking about how the enemies of America, and in fact, the enemies of freedom, deliberately promote racism to gain more power. They want a race war. They want to have pit black against white, rich against poor, et cetera, et cetera. Basically the communist line, which we've been dealing with for many years. We have Reverend Pastor Earl Wallace, who lives not too far away from the camp, and he'll be giving some leadership classes. He's the author of the book, The Three-Dimensional Leader, and he goes into that. He's another popular instructor. He also plays the guitar and has a good singing voice, so he will start the junior camp usually with some nice songs, Christian based songs that the kids love. Let's see who else we have coming. Let me think. Who else? We didn't exhaust it, but we Norman Tregenza, who's one of our longtime instructors. He's the man that was a crew member of Old Ironsides. He's sort of the assistant program director, and he loves to teach about the Constitution. Actually, is a teacher. Mrs. Edith Kraft, she's the wife of Reverend Kraft, and also she's one in charge of the youth program, or the junior camper program. And Bonnie Wilder, she comes up from Florida. She is a member of the Daughters of the American Revolution, and she will usually spends a good day, sometimes 2 days, with the youngsters, teaching some great history. And it just makes it so much fun. Between singing and poetry and what have you, it's just a great program. And again, this is a great program for the whole family, not just the unaccompanied minors, although of course we can definitely accommodate them. And I know we'll get a couple. Michael King of the Massachusetts Family Institute, he'll be there. He usually comes with his family and be giving a few classes. So again, some of these instructors are return instructors, and we have some first-time instructors. Dave Kopatz, who's a good friend of mine, he'll show up Wednesday. He does a show called The Red Pill Politics, and he'll be interviewing a couple of our instructors, and it will be live. And we do a lot of live Facebook feeds with the classes and some of the activities during the day. So you can, if you send your child to camp, hey, what's going on? You can see what's going on because we do the Facebook feeds, and we do videotape practically all the classes and activities, and make that available on our YouTube channel. Mert Melfa is our video guy; he does an incredible job. And let's see, so it runs from July 28th to August 3rd, and the cost of the camp is very reasonable. We pretty much charge what the camp charges us. For 13 and over, this would be adults and 13 and over, $350, and that covers everything, your food, your lodging. It covers material. The only thing it may not cover would be incidentals. We have a snack bar. We have a book table. We have a picture. We'll actually do a group picture, and that's an optional if you want to buy that. I know the campers like to get autographs or signatures of all the people who have been to camp. So that's, we charge just a few dollars for that. And we have camp t-shirts and things like that are optional, not part of the $350. We do make available. I know you got a family of eight or nine people. It can run into a lot of money. 12 to 3, 250 a person, and then 3 and under, free. So you have some infants or little toddlers, they don't charge us, so we don't charge you. And we can accommodate whole families in one room or a cabin, or some cases the father, dad might be a counselor, and mom will be with little ones, or sometimes mom's a counselor and dad will be the little ones in separate rooms. However, so we can accommodate. We also realize that some people are traveling long distances, and we have some carpool abilities. You have to give us a heads up. If you're driving in, let's say from Pennsylvania or Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, we could probably make some arrangements to carpool. We also will pick people up at airports, train stations, and bus stations. The closest airport is Albany, New York. We also have an airport in Hartford, Connecticut, and Logan Airport in Boston, which is about a 2.5-hour ride. Well, that might be the least expensive to fly into, but we'll definitely be able to get someone to pick you up and drop you off. Let's see. And we've never turned away any worthy families or campers for lack of funds. So that's because we count on the generous supporters of our camp program. And so if you cannot attend camp, you don't have any children or grandchildren, what have you, you can still help by making a donation, and you can earmark that donation for tuition. You can say, here, I want to donate $100 to a tuition. I want to donate a whole tuition. I want to send a whole family or what have you. And if you have a business or a nonprofit, what we do is, if you like, we could put you as a sponsor. If you visit our sponsors page, you'll see some of the people that help us financially or with their services. So we have a sign maker, Bruce Socha. He makes incredible signs for us and what have you, and therefore his business is up there. Now, lots of people out there who are patriotic, conservative-minded, rightfully lament what's going on with our country, what's happening, the children aren't learning the Constitution, not teaching this in the classrooms, and that's why we have 80% of people under 30 promoting socialism, voting for people like Bernie Sanders or what have you. Well, we are an antidote to that, and we're just one little camp, but we do our thing. We reach out to the young people, and young people reach out to others, so it's really hard to gauge our impact. And we also, our activities go well beyond the summer camp. We have information tables at homeschool shows and other gatherings. We do outreach at parades, places that aren't necessarily full of like-minded people. And even when there's like-minded people, a lot of them just don't have the right grasp and understanding of the Constitution. And we help provide that. We would love to replicate our camp in other parts of the country. And there's been interest, but interest is one thing. The other thing is actually doing it, and it is a lot of work. Call a camp up, we want to book it for this week, and then we'll have a nice time. It's definitely doable, and anything worthwhile does require lots of work. And we have such a great structure here in our camp, in this part of the country, the northeast part of the country. We do have some folks in the Midwest that have expressed an interest. We have some folks in California. We have some folks in Texas and Florida. I just got some interest in Utah. But again, it requires a commitment, some financial commitment, and is definitely doable. And if you can't do it for a week, do it for a weekend. And you might even have a patriotic group that could sustain a camp, without having to start from scratch. You have some good instructors, what have you. Well, I think I'm running out of time. I want to thank you for listening to Camp Constitution Radio, heard on WBCQ The Planet. And until next week, may God richly bless you.